Russian President Vladimir Putin has expressed willingness to use Moscow's close ties with Tehran to help facilitate negotiations over Iran's nuclear program, the Kremlin confirmed on Thursday following a phone conversation with U.S. President Donald Trump. According to the Kremlin's readout, Putin told Trump that Russia is prepared to leverage its partnership with Iran to support ongoing efforts aimed at resolving the long-standing nuclear dispute. "We have close partner relations with Tehran," said Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov. "And naturally, President Putin said that we are ready to use this level of partnership with Tehran in order to facilitate and contribute to the negotiations." Trump, speaking after the call, said time was running out for Iran to make a decision, and that Putin shared the view that Tehran should not be allowed to acquire nuclear weapons. He added that Putin had suggested he might personally join efforts to bring the talks to a swift conclusion, though he acknowledged that Iran was slow-walking the process. Peskov did not specify when Putin might participate directly, but confirmed that discussions between Moscow, Washington, and Tehran were ongoing through various channels. "The president will be able to get involved when necessary," he said. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei on Wednesday rejected the idea of halting uranium enrichment, a key U.S. demand in the talks, calling it 100% against Iran's national interests. Speaking amid continued negotiations, Khamenei stressed the country's commitment to self-reliance and reiterated the principle of "we can." Efforts to revive a nuclear agreement have continued through indirect talks, with Oman serving as a key mediator. The latest U.S. proposal was presented to Iran last Saturday via Omani officials during a meeting between Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and Trump's Middle East envoy, Steve Witkoff. Despite five rounds of negotiations, major hurdles remain. Iran has refused to cease uranium enrichment on its soil or export its stockpile of highly enriched uranium, materials that could be used to build nuclear weapons. Khamenei has not indicated a willingness to end the talks but remains firm in opposing concessions that he believes compromise Iran's sovereignty.